Welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture some of those aha moments from reading and apply them to your life and your leadership. Hey, today, I did not walk. At least, I haven't walked yet. I tweaked my knee the other day and it's a little swollen, so today, I'm metaphorically taking a walk back through the pages of 101 famous poems compiled by Roy J. Cook. Now, I'm backtracking through these poems because there's one that I just can't get out of my mind. And I wanted to share it on Easter, but I ran out of time, and so I had to set it aside, and I was going to share it on my devotional blog, Don't Ask the Fish, but alas, no time. And so today I said, hey, it's the perfect day. And the poem is entitled Keep A Goin' by Frank L. Stanton, who lived from 1857 to 1927. Now, just a few words about Mr. Stanton. He was an American lyricist, so he wrote words for songs. He was born on February 22, 1857 in Georgia. So he's born just before the Civil War gets started, and he's about 8 by the time the Civil War finishes. That kind of helps to give a little context. He's the first professional columnist for the Atlanta Constitution, and eventually he was named Poet Laureate of Georgia. So, you know, regarded as the poet, so to speak, for that state. His poem is short, and it is really, really good. Here it is. Keep it going. If you strike a thorn or a rose, keep it going. If it hails or if it snows, keep it going. Tain't no use to sit and whine when the fish ain't on your line. Bait your hook and keep a trying. Keep a going. When the weather kills your crop, keep a going. Though it's work to reach the top, keep a going. Suppose you're out of every dime. Getting broke ain't a crime. Tell the world you're feeling prime. Keep a going. When it looks like all is up, keep a going. Drain the sweetness from the cup. Keep a going. See the wild birds on the wing, hear the bells that sweetly ring. When you feel like singing, sing. Keep a going. I love that. It's all about perseverance, and I need words and I need poems about perseverance. Kind of reminds me of the words of E.M. Gray, who said, the successful person has the habit of doing the things failures don't like to do. They don't like doing them either, necessarily, but their disliking is subordinate to the strength of their purpose. So persevere. I taught our children that one from their early days. Reminds me of Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. The heights by great men reached and kept were not attained by sudden flight, but they, while their companions slept, were toiling upward in the night. And then we have Stanton's Keep A Goin'. Now, the reason I wanted to share this on Easter is because Easter reminds me where the power to keep a going comes from. You see, the problem with the words of E.M. Gray and Longfellow and Stanton and others, and I'm not knocking the poems because perseverance is a virtue and it's one that ought to be cultivated, but the problem, as I see it, is that they don't tell me where the power for that perseverance comes from. In other words, what happens when I can no longer keep a going? Then what? And this is where the Easter tie comes in. So Peter, one of Jesus' disciples, is reflecting on and he's writing about the resurrection. And he says in a letter he wrote, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time." And here's Peter's point. If Jesus resurrected, and he did, then the same God power, so to speak, that resurrected him is also operative in you. And that's the not-so-secret of the Christian life. It's a not-so-secret that a friend of mine, whose name is Guy Mason, reminded me of when we had a conversation back in the city of Miami, probably a couple of 3 years ago, but it stands out in my mind. Let me share it with you. So Guy and I are sitting down in the lobby of this rather swanky hotel down in Miami, and he took me to a story in Exodus chapter 3. It's the story of Moses meeting God at the burning bush. And if you're not familiar, God has an assignment for Moses, and he speaks to Moses out of a bush that burns but isn't consumed by the fire that's burning within it. And God has this assignment for Moses, but Moses, he doesn't want any part of it. And Moses begins to make excuses like, God, I don't have the authority. I'm not a good speaker, you know, and blah, 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 blah. And God says, look, here's what I want you to do. And Moses kind of defiantly digs in his heels and he says, God, there's no way. I'm just not cut out for this. And then as we look at the story, we see, well, really what Moses' problem is that Moses is simply insecure. And what I find fascinating is how God responds. How does God respond? Well, God doesn't respond with a heavenly pep talk. And I was sharing this at Easter. You know, God doesn't say, Moses, you can do it. I believe in you. Moses, you're the man. Moses, you got to push through this. God doesn't say to him, suck it up, soldier. God does none of that. Instead of shoring up Moses' confidence with more of Moses, God gives Moses more of God. God said, but I will be with you. And my friend Guy Mason looked at me as he's telling me this story, and he said, Tommy, what does Jesus say to the disciples he's tasked with the responsibility for carrying his message to the world? And I looked at Guy, and God said, here's what he said. Jesus said, I am with you always to the very end of the age. In other words, I've got the power that you need to keep a going. And when I reach the end of my rope, God doesn't give me more of myself. He gives me more of himself. Now that's power to keep a going. Well, the power to keep a going, it's not within me, it's from God. And that's my thought on my walk with Frank L. Stanton and the poem Keep a Going, and Moses and Peter. Now what you do with it, well, that's for you to work out on your walk through life.